If you like what we're doing at neozaz.com, we kindly ask you to take just a few minutes to check out our new Patreon page. Patreon is an opportunity to support the show and help us produce more specials, series, and events in the future. Check out patreon.com/neozaz to see our milestone goals for the future of the show and the network, and the perks and bonuses offered at our different levels of support. We love creating content at NeoZaz and love doing these shows. We have a lot more we'd like to do, and with this new Patreon page, we look forward to starting those projects very soon. To learn more, visit patreon.com/neozaz. That's patreon.com/neozaz. In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running, the Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. A half marathon on Saturday, followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program, and then I got injured. I may have missed my first try at the Goofy Challenge, but I haven't given up. As long as I keep on my feet, I'll keep trying. So listen along as I go through the ups and downs of chasing the toughest challenge I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. Now here are this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Goofy. Welcome to Matt Goes Goofy. This is episode 35. I'm Matt, and this episode is all about the... Well, I was going to say final, but I'm sure this is far from final. But the update, the actual medical, I had a real doctor. I have always, all the doctors I see are real. I'm picking the worst words today. Let's say the specialist evaluation of my knee and what he told me. And that's all that I have to report this week. In fact, to start off, just get going, I'll play the recording I made in the car as I left the doctor's office and then be back with where I'm going to go from here. So here is that single recording for this episode right now. This is a recording directly coming from the doctor's office, and it wasn't great news in the sense that we don't really have an answer. It's nothing surgical. Everything looks fine. It's just... the onset of arthritis, which I kind of knew about. I have arthritis in my couple of my fingers on my one hand. I mean, not bad, not debilitating by any means, but that's really all he can find. So the explanation for the increasing pain is that there's really not any, and this just might be what it is. It's there's different treatments for it. We went through options, but what he wants me to do is take a few weeks, 3 weeks of no activity as far as running, walking outside of my normal daily routine, and anything that works the joint beyond the normal day-to-day stuff, so, and see how it goes, and then try light exercise, and then come see him again for a reassessment, which is, I mean, I figured everything's not going to get figured out in one single visit, but I thought between the MRI and then they took some x-rays as soon as I got there, there'd be something a little more definitive that he could pinpoint and say, oh, it's this, and they either say we can do this about it or there's nothing we can do about it. This kind of nebulous, you're probably going to have pain, you can still do things, but they'll be difficult and you have to change them, is just as frustrating as having the pain, because there's no answer. But I mean, I'll figure something out. I'll find a way to do something with this, whether I don't know that I can do Goofy from the sounds of it, but I don't know that I can't, and maybe that's what's most frustrating. I mean, I probably sound more down than I am. I'm actually very tired because my wife worked late last night and I have difficulty falling asleep until I know she's home safe, and then I had to get up extra early for the doctor. So I'm frustrated, obviously, but I'm not, I'm listening to my own voice there for a second and sounded like I was kind of spiraling into a depression. I'm not, I'm very tired, so I'm not any more upset than you would expect. So I don't know, I'll probably come back for the recording post maybe a night's rest and see, undo some research on my own as well, which I always do. I can't help but do, even though it's sometimes it leads to worse answers, but I'll do it anyway. And then maybe follow up with some ideas for the immediate future here.
So that is it. Like the recording said, no injury per se, but the onset of arthritis, which is, I am certainly not the first person to have gotten developed arthritis in their knees and then tried to run. In fact, this appointment and this recording was about a week and a half ago because I have been studying up on it. It's not an easy thing to do, but none of this challenge has been easy at all. And in fact, I think I said that in the beginning, and the opening to the show says this whole thing's not easy. So it's another obstacle. It's one to take seriously because I run the risk of not really causing another injury, but kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word, but making the condition progress faster than it would naturally. So I have to be real careful to minimize that. It's going to happen if I continue to run. That seems to be the consensus. That seems to be the history. But I'm still going to try something. I still don't know if I'm going to do Goofy or not. And really, I don't need to make that decision now. In fact, I'm not even going to really make it probably for 2016 at all. I don't think I'm even going to attempt to sign up for that. Now, maybe I'll find a way to run with less pain and change my mind. And I think I actually have the time to do that. Signing up for the Walt Disney World whole marathon weekend of all the events is coming very soon. I think it's weeks away, but Goofy has always been the last to sell out. So I have time. Even if I don't, there's a charity option. So, but honestly, I don't think I'm going to pursue that in 2016. That's not to say there's not other things to pursue. In particular, I'm thinking of the Jedi Challenge in in Disneyland, the Star Wars theme weekend. That is a 10K and a half marathon. It's not Goofy, but it's not easy. I'm thinking about that. That might be my next challenge. Something else I'm also thinking of for the people that do listen to this show is a name change. Since I'm not sure I'm going to be doing Goofy, but I want to continue this journal as much for myself and as for anyone that enjoys listening to it. I think it might be time to change the name to Matt Goes Running, if that's possible, if that's easy to do on iTunes. If it's not, I'll just keep it Matt Goes Goofy. I mean, no harm in keeping in that, because that will always be in my sights. I may not accomplish it, but it'll be in my sights. But that's another thing I'm thinking of, is changing the name but continuing the show. Either way, I'm not done. I mean, there's some things. I don't know if I even talked about them. There is a half marathon series that has been going on for 5 years at the Space Coast Marathon. And this is the third year of it. And I will finish this. And I continue to finish the five-year run. There's a tremendous, awesomely cool medal at the end of the 5 years that I want. So that's something I'll be pursuing. So I know I'll be running for at least the next 2 years and 8 months. I had to sit and do the math. So 2 years and 8 months, I'll at least be running to get that. Last Everest is coming. Not missing that. I don't care if he said, you can't even stand up with that knee. I would still go to Everest. But he didn't say that. So I'll be going to Everest. I'll do my best that I can with the problems I have right now are working through, and I'm going to have fun. I don't want to miss that by any means. There'll be more races. I unfortunately missed Ironman. It's going on right as I'm recording. This is actually part of my keeping my mind off it, but talking about it and brought it back in my mind. That's a little upsetting, but there'll be other chances to do that too. Half marathons seem like a reasonable goal with developing arthritis in the knee. That marathons seem to be where you can cause more problems. From what I'm reading, I'm really just starting the reading now. I'll probably reach out to people that have much more experience with it than I do and share what I learn and how I get through whatever obstacles I have. So it's not, realistically, I knew there wasn't going to be a magic pill he's going to give me, but I, of course, hoped for a magic pill. There's not. So now I'm dealing with it. But like I said, for months now, pretty much since November, finally glad to put a name to what's going on. So now I know what to call it and how to go from here, or at least what to look for to how to go from here. Huge mental improvement on my end. So physically, this sucks. I'm in pain. Not as bad now that I've been taking about a week and a half off from running now. But mentally, I'm like, good. I know what it is. Where do we go from here? Let's figure it out. So that's where I'm at now. As far as shows go, I will put them out as soon as I can when I have something to share. I will tell you about a month from right now, when I'm sitting at my desk at my studio in front of my microphone is Everest. It's 1 month and 4 hours from now. So there will be one in May. Maybe I will make sure that I have something every month, whether it's anything I've done or doing or just an update, just to keep the show going. So that's a good plan. Just thought of that now. That's probably what I'll do. Hopefully more. But that is all I have to share right now. Got another long road ahead of me, but I look forward to getting to the end of that road and hopefully am entertaining you along the way, one way or another. And that's it. That's it. We'll see where this takes us. But next episode sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be the last Everest. It's going to be, I'm going to make sure we have fun, my wife and I, but it's going to be bittersweet because it's the last one. But there's a good chance we'll get an announcement of what the new thing is going to be that replaces this. And I can't imagine they're going to eliminate this type of event completely. I think they're going to change the theme. Sneaky suspicion, considering Star Wars Weekend is running the same time as this race, is that it's going to be changed to a Star Wars theme. That would be... I might actually feel a little bad of how excited I get at that announcement, if that is the announcement, at the last Everest. But that's speculation on my part. I don't know anything. I don't know anyone in Run Disney. I know nothing, much like Schultz, for anyone old enough to know that reference. So, all right, I've gone on long enough. That's the story. That's where I'm at. I'm going to keep going. We'll be back with another episode soon enough. So until then, as always, thanks for listening, and I will see you in that next episode. Matt Goes Goofy is part of the NeoZaz Internet Entertainment Network. For more great audio series and original entertainment, visit our website at neozaz.com. Matt Goes Goofy is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Run Disney. All Disney and Run Disney events, names, and Run Disney and Disney-related material is copyright and trademarked the Walt Disney Company. To follow all the episodes of Matt Goes Goofy, subscribe on iTunes or visit the Matt Goes Goofy website at mgg.neozaz.com and follow all the NeoZaz series on the NeoZaz Facebook page at facebook.com/NeoZaz Podcast.